Governor Martin O'Malley sealed the fate of the death penalty in the state of Maryland. With a flourish of his pen, the governor signed legislation yesterday that will end capital punishment for all future convictions as of October 1st. And he makes Maryland the 18th state to do so. There are five men currently on death row for whom the law will not apply, but the governor has been given the discretion to commute their sentences. And O'Malley has said he would take each one on a case-by-case basis. The Democrat is also considering a run for the presidency. And just over 20 years ago, then Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton did not shy away from an execution during his race for the White House. Sherry Silverstein is Executive Director of Equal Justice USA, which is a national organization fighting for the repeal of the death penalty. She was on her way back to New York from the bill signing ceremony when we caught up with her to talk about the significance of the governor's actions.
Well, I think it's a great day for Maryland, and it's also a great day for the country. There's really a national trend going on of states repealing the death penalty. This is the sixth state in 6 years to do so. And I think that we're going to see more states continue as, you know, it just becomes more and more clear that the death penalty is a failed policy and it's not working.
Now, Governor Martin O'Malley is considering a bid for the White House, and yet, unlike Bill Clinton, he signed this kind of legislation.
Governor O'Malley's leadership is really reflective of kind of the change in mood around the death penalty in the country. I think, you know, a few years ago, you wouldn't necessarily see a governor with national ambitions take such a leading role in repealing the death penalty. But, you know, now public opinion has evolved so much, you know, nobody's really satisfied with the way that it's working. It's more of a common sense solution now to repeal it, and I don't think that there's any sort of political cost to doing so. It's really, you know, something that used to be the third rail of politics is just no longer the third rail of politics, and I think that Governor O'Malley sees that.
Why do you think there's been such a trend in the nation away from the death penalty? I mean, even with some supporters beginning to shy away because of the exonerations from, say, DNA tests.
I think that it's really, you know, we've had the death penalty now for over 30 years back in the United States, and I think that we've learned a lot about how it really works as we've seen it in practice. You know, as you've mentioned, we've had people exonerated, sentenced to death, later to be found innocent and exonerated from death row. DNA evidence that's revealing just how flawed a lot of the other pieces of evidence are and how easy it is to make mistakes in death penalty cases. We've also learned that it's a very, very costly, that, you know, the death penalty costs millions of dollars more than life without parole, money that could be spent to be increasing public safety or helping victims to rebuild their lives, and is instead being sort of thrown away at this death penalty policy. It turns out that it takes, you know, 10, 15, 20 years to get a single case through. There's errors and mistakes all over the place. And there's just so many things about the way that the death penalty is working that are really broken. And I think that people are seeing that. And, you know, even where they philosophically may support the death penalty in theory, they're seeing that in practice it's just not working.
In Delaware, however, it does appear that the effort to repeal the death penalty has stalled in committee. How do you assess your chances there?
I think that Delaware is really close, along with a number of other states that are really close. I mean, anyone who's kind of followed the death penalty debate in Maryland knows that Maryland was really close for many years. And sometimes it just takes a few years of people really, you know, looking at the issue closely and beginning the dialogue and starting to feel the sense of momentum within their state until repeal really just becomes kind of common sense and inevitable. And I think that Delaware has started that process, and I'm very confident that they're going to finish it.
Sherry Silverstein is Executive Director of Equal Justice USA, which is a national organization fighting for the repeal of the death penalty. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.